You want to go, baby?
Okay, yeah. I just got a call, so I'm probably going to have to go.
Anyway, it's good. That was fun.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for Nancy. Nancy, I just see you at a really place of a new beginning, that you're going to be letting go of things that have just, they've been like leeches that have just grabbed onto you and they would never let go of you. And you shoved them off and pushed them away, but they just haven't let you go. But I see you entering into a new season. I see places of frustration and even illness, things in your mind that have come and weighed you down, and guilt that have come and laid themselves on you over the years that you would kind of push off, but they would just come back, and you're thinking that the Lord is causing those things to fall away from you, and you're going to walk into a real place of life and freedom. You're going to understand more and more all the time that Jesus has done for you on the cross and the value of your life. Okay, you have a real gift of service. You have a real word of exhortation. You are a comfort to many people, and the Lord is going to reveal to you more and more the value and the joy of these gifts that He's placed in you so that you'll give them more readily. Okay, because you have a great capacity to minister to people, but you hang back because you have insecurities and you disqualify yourself. And the Lord is saying, don't do those things anymore. I just continue to give because I have qualified you. I have loved you. And in addition to the fact that I have loved you, you have loved me back and we have walked together. And you know me and I know you. And so I want you to walk in liberty and freedom and no longer disqualify yourself, but let those things of the past just go away from you and step fully into the things I have for you. Okay? You're going to make a difference in people's lives that are around about you. You already do make a difference in those lives. Okay? And you need to not undermine that. There are things God would give you to say to people, even kind of practical things and teaching things and spiritual things even, that you just don't give because you think that you're not that woman. You think you don't have a right to do that, that you haven't had the right education or you don't have the right qualification. But the Lord says, I've qualified you because I've filled you with my spirit. I've given you people that you love, and these things will work through you in love. So learn to share the things I've given and be bold and trust me because I'm going to make a way for you because you have a wealth of life in you that will satisfy needs in other people. And so you need to trust the Lord and let Him pour you out the way He intends to. Okay? Because you have, your life is a gift.
Okay. You know, of lately, in other words, the last, month or so, I've just had so many people coming to me every day. I don't care if they're children, men, women, you know, doesn't matter what age. All ages have talked to me and come up to me and said things to me, and I just can't even tell you how much. It's just been big, fast, and
cool.
Big, the best word I guess I could say. And I've just been, I don't know what the word is, I really don't know, but it's just been so rich and so full. It's like, really?
Yeah.
People have actually been coming up to me and asking me, are you a teacher?
Yeah.
And I was looking at them and go, really?
Well, no, but I think you are.
But I am, and people, I'll tell people things, and they're just like hungry for it, the information. And I am kind of a wealth of information and knowledge, you know, it seems like.
Yes.
And I think I've had it for a long time, but like you're saying, I've kept back, stiff, you know, whatever the word is. And so that sounds so wonderful.
Well, it sounds like it's already happening. So
well, I think it has been,
yeah.
But I'm just so, it's so wonderful. It's just Jesus. It's so... Gosh, really? It's so cool.
It really is.
Yeah, and I'm just happy with it. Yeah, it's real good.
Cool beans.
Yeah, yeah. Cool beans. Did you know that that's a place in Denton that my daughter used to work?
No, I don't even know where I used to work at Cool Beans,
well,
but I said to
her, it's kind of a college thing.
Well,
I
never went to Denton.
But no, but I'm just, and yeah. it's a little place to eat and drink, and it was very popular. I don't even know if it's still there. They talked about taking all that stuff out of, you know, downtown Denton, like a little Denton. Yeah, but that was the place.
How funny is that?
I know. Every time she starts saying, I was going, really?
You're an advertisement for a restaurant.
But thank you so
much. I would be a good advertisement for a restaurant.
Thank you so much. And I just am thankful for your ministry tonight. It's really, really beautiful. Everything was really good tonight. I thought it was really neat about those, all those boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, that was really cool.
I thought that was really cool.
Well, they hadn't been here, and then they just walked in, and I was like, whoa, that's a lot. But you just did everything so well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm not really saying it's so much, I don't know how I'm saying it, but anyway, just it was really.
Well, it's encouraging to me that you're not saying, wow, you just assaulted half the people in the room, and they all wanted to run and scream.
No, it was so good. It was really good.
That was cool.
One boy said, I really needed that. That's a nice.
Oh, yeah. He was so cute. The PJ guy.
Yeah. Okay,